We kind of haven't talked too much about fulvestrant. I want to get Ian's take on where you think fulvestrant might be heading, particularly in the adjuvant setting. And we have some trials that are kind of percolating out there looking at fulvestrant and an AI. Do you think that we're going to get to a point where we might test that in the adjuvant setting?
I think it's difficult. Fulvestrant, in many ways, has been a disappointing drug. Started off looking very good, the initial study showing efficacy after tamoxifen. The rationale makes sense. I think the crucial question to me really is what happens in the metastatic trials. And if indeed there's one trial in Europe, SOPHIA, which is fulvestrant after an aromatase inhibitor, or fulvestrant with the aromatase inhibitor continuing, and there is a rationale for continuing to keep the estrogen level very low in addition to downregulating the receptor itself, versus the control arm is exemestane, because that's what people did. Now, if that trial were positive and showed that there was an additional gain for fulvestrant after an aromatase inhibitor or in combination, which my instinct is if there is going to be benefit, it probably will be combination, then that would, to me, support an adjuvant trial. But right now, the simple comparative studies of fulvestrant against tamoxifen against AIs have shown equivalence but not superiority. So it's not clear to me why there might be a big extra gain unless we get data from the metastatic trials.
Edith, I guess we got a little turned off from combination endocrine therapy with the ATTACC tamoxifen AI, but there, there was another explanation. We are looking at, if you want to think about it, combination endocrine therapy in premenopausal women, ovarian suppression plus tamoxifen or an AI. Do you see any future for fulvestrant and adjuvant trials?
I agree with Ian, because this drug, at least in the study that has been reported, is no better than tamoxifen when it was compared head-to-head. Then we have the EFFECT trial after an non-steroidal aromatase inhibitor looking at exemestane versus fulvestrant using the higher loading doses of fulvestrant, showing no benefit of fulvestrant over exemestane. So it's a little bit disappointing.
And what about the combination, though?
The combination, I think it really needs to be looked at in the metastatic study. As Ian said, I would not move it to the adjuvant setting. And there has been a proposal by NCI Canada to do exactly the same that has been put on hold by the NCI pending some metastatic data.
A proposal to look at what?
Anastrozole in combination with fulvestrant versus anastrozole as part of adjuvant therapy.
Julie?
SWOG has an ongoing metastatic trial of anastrozole.
Yes.
Essentially plus minus fulvestrant, where the anastrozole alone arm, it is strongly encouraged that you cross over. And it's accruing quite well. So,
any projections when we're going to get an answer from that?
No, we're not that close to me being able to project yet.
What do you think about that strategy theoretically? I mean, to me, it kind of makes sense. Again, we were talking about multiple targeted biologic therapy. I mean, I don't know. Why wouldn't this make sense?
So I agree, which is why we proposed it and are doing it. It kind of makes sense, but we need to test it. As opposed to combination chemotherapy, where you frequently either have to lower the doses of both or you gain toxicity, you really don't probably get a lot of increased toxicity. We'll see.